In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I just hate it when I draw John 3:16 for my sermon text. I mean, what can I tell you that you don't already know? How am I supposed to display my learning if you've so familiar with the text that there's nothing more really to preach on? Well, maybe sometimes explanation just has to move to proclamation. And it might be just that some of us have come into this space this morning hoping we can firm up some contact with God, reach out to him, pull him a little closer. Some of us have come here wondering if the Holy Spirit really has come to dwell, or if he just didn't get our address right, or if he's found a more attractive place to go because he just doesn't seem to be very efficient in comforting us or in sanctifying us. Some of us wonder whether our repentance is sincere enough, and others of us wonder whether God's anywhere in the vicinity at all. So maybe we should do with Luther and just take the words of our text, John 3:16, I won't read it for you, John 3:16, and savor each word. God has kind of a flat taste in the midst of a culture where "Oh my God" is more often used as an expletive or as an exclamation of joy than a prayer. But John was talking about the creator of the world, the one whose voice banged through nothing and everything was. He's talking about the one who took Job on a tour of all the wonders of his creation. He's talking about God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who saw his people through the wilderness, and continually called them back to himself even when they ran away. Yes, this is the God of Moses we're talking about, speaking from a burning bush to identify himself also to you and to me so that we can be on a first name basis with him. And to make that even clearer, he came to the cross. This is the God who created the heavens and the earth, whose wrath is real. Just look last Sunday at how fussed he got because people were having a few commercial dealings in the temple. A God who demands that his people respond and sends them serpents to remind them when they don't. But this is a God, we are told in our text, who has come to love. What Luther called his innermost character. Now, love is a pretty cheap word, too. Even in German, when we first started going to Germany 50 years ago, you only liebend other people. And today, you can lieben chocolate ice cream and tennis shoes. But this is so love. God so loved the world. Not just any old love, but the love that sends his son to the cross so that he may give that son his death and his resurrection, his new life to you and to me. To us? Well, for the world. Now, before you identify yourself with the world too quickly, remember that for John, the world is the enemy. Christ came to overcome the world. The world's going to hate you. But the world is that for which Christ died, for whom Christ died. He came to save the world by being given. Free gift, no conditions, unconditional love, a love that just won't stop giving. God gave his only begotten son like Abraham was ready to do on Mount Moriah, as parents are ready to do when they send their children off to war. He just plain gave, and not a trivial gift, life itself. Christ's life into death, and Christ's death into our lives. But I knew there was a hook. This is only for those who believe, for whosoever. And who knows if we're part of the whosoever. Well, I suppose we do. How do we know? Because Jesus tells us that he's talking about those who are born again of water and the Spirit. And when we look at ourselves and see ourselves as unwashed, we know that the fountain of our baptism is flowing evermore. And that baptism comes to us and fosters our trust, sometimes even against our unbelief. We are the whosoever. We are the baptized people of God. And so in those days when it's hard to believe, when it's hard to really know whether John 3:16 should mean anything to us, we can know that he is the faithful one. He promised, and he won't go back on his promise. We have that baptismal assurance, that assurance that God gave his son for us, for you, for ragged, torn people like us. Even we have everlasting life starting now. For, if you'll join me, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the way it is on this fourth Sunday in Lent. Wednesday, I guess it is, on this, and I'm not even sure if it's the third or the fourth, because I don't remember whether Ash Wednesday. At any rate, the Lord is with us also on this day as the baptized people of God.